Good morning.
It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, we're back to the House hearings on impeachment this morning, and the House will hear, beginning at 9 a.m., live here on WAMC, from a singular witness, Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was targeted by the president's allies in a smear campaign, is expected to relay her striking story of being suddenly recalled by Donald Trump and told to watch my back in a developing series of events that sounded alarming about the White House's shadow foreign policy.
Well, David, this is an interesting story. I'll tell you why. There is the foreign policy, as you know, of the State Department and of the United States. And then there is the Rudy Giuliani foreign policy. And it's looking more and more like the president was using his, quote, outside lawyer, Giuliani, to get this business done, especially when it came to his potential political opponent, Joe Biden. Now, a perfectly wonderful ambassador who has high marks is kicked out of there, and Trump just says off she goes. David, I think when the United States citizens hear the story of this person who had been doing her job and who was kicked out for really a bad series of reasons, they're going to be very sympathetic to her. I think the fact that she's testifying is simply wonderful because it shows that people have guts. You know, this is the president of the United States we're talking about, maybe the most powerful man in the world, and yet a series of witnesses have the decency and fortitude to walk up before a microphone before the United States Congress. Think of yourself, everybody, doing that. It's incredible. So we're going to hear the story of somebody who was, in my mind, wrongly fired for doing a good job because she wasn't doing the political bidding of two bullies, Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani.
How much of all this politics will change anybody's mind? Love him or hate him, voters say impeachment hearings will not change their views on Trump. This is a new Reuters Ipsos poll after the first day of the proceedings. It shows 75% supported impeachment, while 79% were opposed. For many Trump supporters, the impeachment inquiry is nothing more than a partisan effort by Democrats to unseat the president they could not beat in 2016. Of course, Democrats are hoping that this series of televised hearings will help persuade Americans Trump deserves to be ousted from office. Cognitive dissonance here, Alan?
Well, we haven't seen it yet, David. We don't know yet. The first two witnesses were wonderful witnesses. They stuck to the facts. They're getting extremely high marks. Nevertheless, you're right. This has been a severely divided country with Republicans sticking en masse to Trump. Now, why do they love Trump? No, they'll tell you they don't like him. In fact, he stood up there the other day and was talking to a bunch of businessmen and said, "You may not like me and I don't like you. And yet, you'll have to vote for me." Well, this is a divided country because it is, among other things, a have-have-not situation. And also, we are on the precipice of major change in which people of color, people who have Latino, Latina names, and others are rising to the top. And this scares an awful lot of people because it's not only a social change, but an economic change, too. So the idea that you have this Republican group who are sticking with the president for whatever reasons is something that we have to remember. But we also have to remember that elections in America, if they're won by a few percentage points, 3 percentage points, 5 percentage points, they still elect somebody. Somebody still wins, somebody still loses. And that's why I've been preaching the doctrine of the purples all along. You don't need everybody. What you need is a small group who say, this just isn't right. And that's why, as we get into this choice of a Democratic person, you have to keep your eye on the purples. You have to keep your eye on the people in the middle. Look, that's why Deval Patrick coming in at the last moment seems like a very important thing. Bloomberg sees the same thing. Obviously, Warren has done extremely well. She's my senator, and I like her. Nevertheless, the people who are going to elect the president of the United States want the assurance that we won't be making incredible changes. We will be making some changes, and we're going to kick out Trump. That's what they're thinking. And I do believe that's why Deval Patrick is coming in the race, and he is announcing that I'm a moderate. Joe Biden is a moderate. Bloomberg is a moderate. The polls are showing that the House of Representatives was won because of Democrats who were moderate in their stance winning. Sure, you had AOC and some of the others, but in the end, those seats that took the House of Representatives were of the moderate stripe. And so this is a very important choice the Democrats are going to have to make.
Now you have, of course, in addition to the House proceedings, the Senate. They have to figure out how they're going to go about these impeachment proceedings. And we're hearing that Mitch McConnell and Republicans are weighing whether to draw out the proceedings in order to hinder the presidential campaigns of several Senate Democrats who wouldn't be able to be on the campaign trail or seek a quicker resolution.
Well, it's campaign trail, all right. And one wonders whether eating all those hot dogs and that pizza and everything else is as good as the kind of publicity that these senators are going to get sitting right there in Washington, D.C., walking out and talking to CNN every day. It's hard for me to believe that that national exposure won't do it. But there are those who believe you got to do it the old-fashioned way, and you got to go into the hustings and do it. So to me, the big issue here is the Senate. You put your finger right on it, David. The question is whether or not Republicans are going to lose the Senate. Because if they do, there will be hell for Trump. And making a wrong decision here on the part of a senator. Everybody's saying, okay, we got to stick with Trump because if Trump lifts a finger and says this person is disloyal, they lose. But once the primaries are over, once people are running, they're going to have to see whether or not their stand on impeachment, if they're adamantly opposed and say, we're not going to convict no matter what, whether that will cost them the election with moderates, with purples, with some Republicans, and with a lot of Democrats. They've got to be holding their finger up in the air, trying to figure out whether or not staying with Trump no matter what is a great strategy, because in some cases the dam will break.